I'm Tom Arnold, and I'm impressed that you're listening to Two Dudes and an S.
Hey, Justin.
What's up, man?
Nothing like a little league baseball to make you feel like an old man, right?
Certainly feeling it today.
We are talking about Little League Baseball Championship Series for the NES on the Two Dudes and an S podcast tonight. But thinking about Little League Baseball and the fact that my knee is hurting from just a light jog this morning reminds me of how old I truly am.
Right. I've got a heating pad on my back and an ice pack on each hip.
Nice.
So I've got a pretty bad case of the old trochanteric bursitis on the right. And yes, it clears up.
Whatever that is.
It's like basically it's like really sharp pain on like the side of your hip. It's from like the you know, the IT band that you get people get problems with when they're running.
The IT band, but, is that the, let me think, that's the, like the, that's like the rock cover band that all the guys over in the IT department started?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So every time I run, I just get like the next day, 24 hours, I just sharp pain on the right side of my hip. And now I guess it started hurting when I was running and I was like, I really wanted to go on a long run this morning. I'd planned to go on a long run this morning. So I was like, nothing's stopping me, because it started hurting at about mile 4. And I was like, nothing's stopping me. I'm going on. And I continued on. And so now what apparently has happened is, because the pain was happening in my right hip, I started compensating my left hip. So yeah. Now like my left hip's hurting. So I'm just, you know.
So did you push through? Did you hit that point where like your brain kicks in and says, okay, forget this pain, let's just go?
It's interesting. It does get to that, because I was like, so it, you know, I was reading this book actually recently. I haven't finished it. I'm about halfway done with it. It's Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. And if anybody knows who David Goggins is, he's like this guy who like went through Navy SEAL training and Army Ranger training and all this different like crazy stuff. Now he like does ultra marathons and things like that. Like, he's one of these guys who runs like the Moab 240 and came in second place, you know, running 240 miles. But, you know, he talks about in this book just, you know, like, when he would have injuries and like literally broken bones in his feet or legs, and he would just like tell his brain, like, you know, just get over it.
Get over it.
The pain would go away.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. You can actually do that. And like this morning as an example, nothing near like that. But this morning as an example, I was like about a mile and a half from what my goal that I wanted to run this morning. And I was like, but I only had a short amount of time before I knew I had to get in the shower and get to work, or I was going to be late. And my pace was really slowing down. And I was like, I'm just going to tell myself, I've got to go. I've got to pick up the pace. And I did. And it was like, the pain wasn't as much of an issue anymore. It's just funny how your brain can do that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the runner's high thing, it's real. I mean, every time it seems like if I hit a point where like I'm in pain or something, like if my lungs are tired or, you know, whatever it is, if I keep going for like another half a mile or something, then usually something happens and my brain kicks in and like shuts down the pain. It's weird, but it's true. I believe it.
This is something that he talks about in the book too, and you'll probably agree. I think most people would agree. The hardest part of the run, not the last mile or whatever, the hardest part of the run is putting your tennis shoes on and getting and leaving the house and doing it. Because yeah. All your brain is doing is thinking of all these excuses. Just take the day off today. You can do it tomorrow. It's the hardest part.
That is the hardest part.
Getting out of the house.
So we'll, don't worry, people. We'll talk about the game here in a little bit. But it's been a while since Jess and I actually just talked. So I think we're probably got a lot of things we're just trying to talk about. But you talk about the hardest thing is putting on your tennis shoes. I've been trying to do the cold showers again lately. And without a doubt, the hardest part of that is getting into the water, right? And I know we both listen to Adam Carolla, and I'm sure some other people do too. And he's always talking about how the shower is just, the cold shower is just like, it's, he does it if he doesn't have his cold swimming pool to jump into. But no, there's no way that, I've been in plenty of cold swimming pools, been plenty of cold lakes and rivers and everything. There's no comparison to taking a cold shower, because the cold shower, you have that escape button there ready. All you got to do is just turn on the heat and you're done. It's over. And if you're in a lake or a river or something, you got to swim to shore and get out of the water. But in the shower, it's just, all you got to do is just flip a switch and you're warm.
Yeah. And it's the, it's almost, it, it feels like, you know, if you're jumping into a cold pool, it's just, you jump in, right? Mm-hmm. There's just, it's just that release. There's no turning back. But like in the shower, there's still that, it feels slower. You know, it just feels like you're moving into it slowly. And this is like, there's not that jump in moment where it's just, you know, your total body just gets to freeze and, you know, and then it's over in a few minutes. But
there is turning back in the cold shower. That's the thing. You can turn back. You don't have to do it. And so it's a willpower thing, you know. I find myself constantly yelling at myself that quit being a wuss. You can do this. What are you, 3-year old? You know, come on, man. Yeah. And then today I found myself already in the shower and feeling pretty confident. And so I yell at the shower, "Is that all you got, shower?" And no, actually, somehow it proceeded to get colder. I don't even know how that happened.
I was looking at, you know, I'll tell you what I was actually looking at there earlier today. Is I had a friend of ours who had like one of those inflatable hot tubs. Have you seen these?
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder how much one of those costs. Because that'd be kind of neat, you know. So I was looking it up, and then I was, you know, there was like one place I had one of those cryotherapy chambers, you know. Mm-hmm. They get to like something ridiculous, like negative some, you know, ridiculous number degrees, you know?
Right.
I just wonder what that feels like.
I don't know.
I kind of want to do it just to see what it feels like.
How fast does it get there, first of all? Do you have to, and do, can they lock me in so that I can't get out? Because that's the only way I would do it.
So from my understanding is there, it's pretty fast. Like it's almost, you know, not instantaneous, but you know, within seconds to maybe no more than a couple minutes, you're at that temperature.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's a whole lot of like a slow burn to, you know, negative whatever degrees. But, and you know, the thing about those cryotherapy chambers, I don't know. I guess it does lock you in, because there was somebody, they say, you know, you're always supposed to do it with somebody around. Mm-hmm. And there was somebody that died. I remember reading a news article because they were like, they like owned a cryotherapy shop or something, and they got in it by themselves, and whatever the reason, they passed out or whatever. And
just froze to death. Wow. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really good for your muscles and stuff, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of, like, icing and, you know, when, you know, we've talked about the cold shower and stuff. And, you know, like, stuff like that is big for inflammation. But
aside from my knee pain right now, what's your favorite muscle?
Favorite muscle?
I think I know it, unless it's changed.
Sartorius.
Oh. You've changed over the years. You're not the same Justin I once knew. I assumed it was the latissimus dorsi.
Oh, of course. The latissimus dorsi, probably unfortunately, like the weakest muscle that I own, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well, mine are hurting today, and it'd be nice to have especially your lats, right?
Yeah.
For pull-ups.
That's the muscle. Yeah. I'm terrible at pull-ups. That's what I'm saying. Like, so I actually, just a couple of weeks ago, bought one of those, you know, the pull-up bars that you put in your door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna start doing some pull-ups, right?
How many did you do?
I can get like 4.
Hey, that's not
like
bad.
4, and I have.
That's not bad. I do pull ups quite frequently, but I do it like a man. I just use my deck around out back, so The first few times I was doing it, I was getting like splinters in my hands. My hands were all sore. But now I got like tough, I like man hands. It looks like I've been working out in the fields, but it's just because I do pull ups. I'm like, I can do about 15.
When I was in med school, we had an unfinished basement in the house we lived in, and I would do pull ups from the rafters.
Yeah,
I could do more back then, but clearly haven't done any in 5 years or however long that's been.
It's amazing how fast you regress too, though.
Oh yeah. I was actually, we'll get to the game after this little anecdote, but I was reading this article, and because I got, I kept that News Plus thing with Apple that we got for free for a couple of months, and I was just reading a running magazine, actually, and there was an article in it about how fast you'll lose stamina, and if you're like a weekend warrior athlete, just kind of not a professional athlete, they say you lose your stamina within like a month of not training.
Yeah.
And like just how crazy that is.
Yeah. I usually use 14 days is kind of my rule of thumb. If I haven't worked out in 14 days, I'm just going to assume that I've lost everything. Or at least I'm on the downhill slide, at that point.
Right.
Yeah. But no, anyway, I used to do the baseball. Yes, Little League Baseball. One more thing. I did the rafters thing one time when I lived in Loudoun. You remember I lived in Loudoun and I had a basement? I don't have a basement now, but when I lived in Loudoun and I had a basement, right. I did the rafters pull-ups thing until my wife eventually said, "You're going to tear the house apart." I guess I was too fat, and she could hear the house creaking under the weight of me trying to do pull-ups. that was either her telling me that the house didn't sound saved or I was too fat.
Well, I have a heavy bag, and I love hitting the heavy bag. It's one of my favorite workouts. Actually, if that's a workout, like running, I enjoy, but it takes a lot for me to go run because it's still something that's like in the back of my mind is a negative. I enjoy biking, but my favorite workout is hitting the heavy bag. That's something that I could just do at any time because I love to do it. And but it's hung up in our garage, right underneath our bedroom, and if my wife's up there, she says it feels and sounds like the house is about to come down.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a heavy bag too. I've been
meaning because to I'm buy, such a beast.
Yeah, there you go. I've been meaning such to buy the bag that the holder, that just sits on the ground and you put some weights on it or whatever to hold it down. That's what I need. I don't have mine hung up right now.
Yeah.
All right, we should probably talk about this game. You want to talk about the game?
Sure.
Now it's time for Justin's historical tidbits and trivia. Time to get out your D-pad notepads because you're about to get schooled by the doctor.
All right. So Little League Baseball Championship Series for the NES, released for the NES in 1990. It was a game that was developed by SNK, which SNK, we may have discussed this on a previous podcast. I don't think we have. But Shin Nihon Kikaku, which was founded in 1978 by Ikichi Kawasaki. That name actually translates to New Japan Project. Oh. So there you go.
All right.
So famous for
SNK is famous for, spoilers, but they've probably got my favorite baseball game on the NES. Not this one, but.
Talking about Baseball Stars?
Yeah.
Because Baseball Stars, this game actually uses the same engine as Baseball Stars.
Yeah,
came out a year later. And probably a little overlooked game in comparison to other baseball games is the NES because nobody really wanted to play NES or Little League Baseball. Is this the only Little League Baseball game ever made?
It's still the one that I know of. I think it's probably
got to be, right?
Yeah, it's the only one I know of.
But anyway, it is, looks to be the only Little League Baseball game ever made. So here you go. History from SNK for its NES Little League Baseball game. But anyway, you were a baseball fan growing up. Did you have this game when you were growing up?
Now it's time for the thrill of 8-bit discovery with Michael's quest to find the cart.
I did not have this game growing up. Actually, I was a baseball fan as a kid. It was probably my favorite sport when I was a kid. And I had a lot of baseball games. I think my go-to when I was a kid was bases loaded. I had like bases loaded 1, 2, and 3, I think all the first three. But I didn't have this game. So I don't know what it, I don't, this game kind of slipped past my radar a little bit. I'm not sure. It just never, I guess if Pick-A-Flick didn't have it, so I didn't know it existed. But if Pick-A-Flick would have had it, I would have definitely rented it because I played every baseball game I could get my hands on. And, you know, I played Little League and everything. So this would have been right up my alley had I known it existed. You didn't play, to my knowledge, you didn't play Little League baseball, did you?
No, that's what I was about to say. I'm kind of the outlier to a lot of kids out there that played some sort of Little League baseball in their life. I never played baseball. I actually wasn't even that interested in baseball until I got older, probably middle school, high school. You know, I kind of kept up with the Braves a little bit when I was younger. You know, they were really good, of course, in the 90s, but baseball was definitely probably my least favorite sport, paled in comparison to basketball and football. So I never really even played that many baseball games. I think the first baseball game I actually ever played was on like the PS2 when we the
Really?
So
wow.
Yeah, I just never really got into baseball games. Played football, basketball games. I even played hockey games. I thought baseball was never really my thing until I got older.
Yeah, that's funny. It seemed like everybody in Loudoun played Little League baseball, but I remember a distinct group of people who did not play Little League baseball all happened to end up being my friends. You didn't play Little League baseball. Slapper Bags didn't play Little League baseball.
Yeah.
Carl didn't play Little League baseball. So it's like all these people who ended up being my friends as I got older, none of them played Little League baseball. So I don't know what that says about me. Crabman, he played
Little League. Carl's the best. He tried to play, but he kept pulling Carl, so they kicked him off.
Yeah. Surprisingly, that's the only way you can get kicked off a Little League baseball team is pooping too much.
Yeah, every time it was his at bat.
They were always looking for him, and they couldn't find him. He's in the bathroom.
Because that was the point of the whole pulling the Carl, is it was always a like high intense part of the game that we were playing.
Right.
And you'd have to go.
Yeah. It didn't matter what the sport was either. It's like we're playing 2-on-2 basketball. The score was, we're playing to 21 and the score was 18-19. And Carl had, it was his turn to inbound the ball. And he's like, hold on guys. I gotta go to the bathroom. We're like, what the, come on, Carl. never fails.
Right.
Anyways, anyway. I don't have a good story about how I got this game. In fact, I still do not have this game to this day, unfortunately. I just played the demo mode on this one.
Yeah, there's plenty of demo modes out there that you can play, because that's what I did, of course, as well for this game. But anyway, we can, you know, kind of go on into the gameplay discussion.
All righty.
Time to dig in to some good old-fashioned game discussion.
All right. So, a couple things. I forgot to mention, this is a Patreon request from somebody that I'll have to look up, because it's been a... We had originally planned on doing this one, like, what, 2 months ago? And
yeah. I was actually laughing. I think it's funny that you said that. I was going to bring this up on the feedback, but I'll go ahead and bring it up since you said that. I was looking at the feedback earlier and I saw that you'd put last chance for feedback 5 weeks ago.
We weren't taking any more after that, regardless.
It takes us weeks to prepare it.
Yeah, 5 weeks, in fact. Yeah. So it would probably take me a minute to look up who the Patreon pick was. I think it was Dr. Tharp, maybe. But I don't know for sure. And I probably just anchored somebody, whoever actually did want us to do this game. I probably made them mad. So I'm sorry. I will look you up before the end of the show. Try to figure out which person requested this game.
Hey, Nick Stevens was supposed to be gone this pod too, wasn't he?
Oh, he was going to join. I forgot to invite him.
Okay. Never mind.
Sorry, Nick. We had it lined up, and then we switched some things around, and then for this we moved it so many times. I eventually just forgot to ask him. So
yeah.
Nick, hold on. Let me call him up real quick. Let me see what he has to say.
Okay. Just ask him for a quick opinion on this game.
Yeah. All right. Hold on just 1 second. It may sound funny. My ringtone is changed around a little bit. It sounds a little bit different these days. All right. And then, hello, Nick. Are you there? Are you there, Nick? Typical Stevens. Always on a delay, you know? You call him and then he just never wants to say, oh, there he is. Hey, Nick.
This is probably going to be like one of the most infamous sound bites you'll ever have from Nick Stevens, but this is probably one of my favorite games of all time. Like, probably top 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another
surprise,
one.
Surprise. No, but in all honesty, I am sorry, Nick, because you would have been a good addition to the show, and I actually did forget to invite you to the night that we actually recorded. So, not bad.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Is that your stomach? I thought it sounded like your stomach was growling or something.
Well, it could be. My stomach could be growling. In addition to the cold showers, I've also tried to break back into the fasting thing, and it's been a struggle.
And breaking away from the fun size candy bars.
Yeah. I'm cutting back on the fun size candy bars and just food in general, apparently. So,
well, I've just given up on that. It's basically the season of food now. Thanksgiving is, upon us.
Well, I'll tell you what my brother does. He just works out harder and calls it Gainsgiving and just plans on gaining weight.
Is he still soy boy in it?
Yeah, he's a soy boy.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how you eat too much. I guess it sounds pretty impossible to eat too much on the soy campaign.
If you're not eating meat and you're not eating candy, like what are you filling up on?
Well, I guess he can eat candy,
bread,
right?
I guess. I figured candy? He probably doesn't eat candy.
Yeah, he probably doesn't. My guess is he's eating a lot of soy for sure.
Soybean burgers.
I don't even think he does like the substitute stuff. I think he tries to be more pure than that. Like he's not trying to find
all natural.
Yeah. I think he's probably more like eating a bowl of nuts and I don't know, grass, whatever they eat, you know,
nuts and grass. Yeah.
Although I take that back. He does do some substitute stuff. Cause I remember him trying to get me to eat some nut cheese one time.
And nut cheese?
Yeah, they make cheese out of nuts.
See, that's just too much.
Yeah.
It's either like you're eating, it's like, what's the stuff that they put in the fake hamburgers now that like makes it look bloody? I'm like, okay, that, just eat a hamburger. if you want blood, just eat a hamburger.
No, they want a bloody vegetable, okay?
Anyway, Little League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Whoever it was that requested this, it's probably good that I can't remember their name because we're not doing a very good job of covering this game so far. But I'll tell you what could help us.
Oh, I know what could help us.
The manual.
Yep.
The manual can always help. All right. So the manual, SNK manual, it's usually a smattering of color, not much. I think the only thing in the manual that's color is just the front cover has the box art on it.
That's right.
All right. Welcome to Little League Baseball. Little League Baseball. It's the game every kid in America loves to play. And now you can experience the fun and excitement of Little League Baseball at any time of the year, rain or shine, day or night, right in your living room. Create your own winning team of players with batting, fielding, pitching, and running characteristics you can tailor to your own specifications. Then challenge a friend or a computer to a worldwide championship series tournament. You are in full control of your players. Jump or dive for a tricky catch. Choose a full swing or a bunt for your batter. Shift fielders at will. Send in a pinch hitter or runner. Select a fastball, slow ball, or curveball for your pitcher. Steal a base if you dare. Or you might even try a squeeze play. I definitely did not try a squeeze play. I don't know about you, but I didn't get that technical.
I didn't either.
Little League Baseball has been an American institution for 50 years, and you can be a part of it. If you're a Little League fan or a Little League player, or if you ever wanted to be, here's your chance to go for glory. How many people, sweet. I guess I could ask you, I was going to ask how many people do you think are in their midlife or later, you know, that just think, man, I wish I would have been a Little League player.
Yeah.
I guess you're a little, I think maybe I shouldn't say midlife or, since I was throwing you into the bunch. I hope you live longer than 75 or whatever. But,
72, yeah.
72. So maybe quarter life to later in life. Do you wish you would have played the league? I'm curious.
Yeah, I do. I feel like I missed out. Because I've come to enjoy the game of baseball watching it. And I really enjoyed playing softball, like intramurals. And, you know, I played some softball for like company teams in the past. And like, I really enjoyed it. And like, I do wish I'd played baseball growing up. But yeah, you know, I wish I'd done a lot of things growing up.
Yeah. Well, can't live in regret, right?
Right.
Well, I will say that. This game does do some pretty neat things that I remember. Like in Little League's different than Major League Baseball, obviously, in a lot of ways. But there's some neat things that this game incorporates that I found to be interesting. Like the games are shorter because Little League, these kids, they can't play for 9 innings. So the game's 6 innings long, which is cool because for me, a lot of times playing these NES games, I don't have a lot of time. I'd rather play a short game. So you can also, if you recall the mercy rule from Little League, like if your team just demolishes the other team, if you're ahead by, I think it's 10 runs or more, then
10 points.
Yeah. They just call it. You say, too bad. This other team sucks.
You shouldn't have sucked.
Yeah. Sorry. You shouldn't have sucked. Back. We're having mercy on you.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing worse. What do you think is worse for the psyche of the team that's benefiting from that? Is it when they call it the mercy rule or the slaughter rule? We're having mercy on you, or this is a slaughtering. We're going to have to stop.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because I've heard it both ways.
I would probably say mercy would be better. Yeah. Just guess. Slaughter rule sounds kind
of
mean.
But you get the benefit of the slaughter rule in this game if you're losing.
Yep. So you also get, you also have the ability to bring your players back in after you take them out. You know, in baseball, once you're out, you're out, right? If you get substituted out, you're out of the game for the rest of the game. Well, Little League is not the way. You move them in and out. So this one, you can put your players back in, which is cool.
Which is interesting because, you know, and I'm sure you were going to get to this, but, you know, in the game, like each player has a 1 through 5 score, basically. 5 is your guys that are your best players, your ones in regards to hitting, your ones are bottom of the barrel, Mr. Sucks, right?
That was
when you're pinch hitting, you don't know the score of the guy. I guess you could know by playing it previously, or if you'd wrote down the scores previously. But you don't know when you're pinch hitting, or at least I don't think you can know what the score of the guy you're putting in for somebody is. So you could be putting in somebody that's worse. So like if you had like a guy that was a 3 and you were going to pinch hit for him, you could be putting in a 1 for him.
Yeah, that's true. They do have the I forget what it's called off the top of my head. I think it's like the power rankings or something. There's that one of the options when you start the game, you know, you can play exhibition or you can do the championship series or you can do the power rankings. If you go look at the power rankings, then it will tell you stats, basically the teams. So you do have that. Oh, it's power analysis. I'm sorry. Power analysis. But that doesn't show you individual players, I don't guess, does it?
Right.
It's been a while since I've done it. I think it just shows you the team overall. Did you use that a lot or at all?
The pinch hitting?
Or the analysis? Either one.
Not really.
Okay. I did use just the power analysis.
Tinker with it.
Yeah. I used the power analysis because I wanted to see which team I would dominate and which team I wanted to be, you know? So I did use the power analysis, but I did not use the pinch hitting because I was kind of like you. I didn't know if I was bringing in the right person or not.
Well, who was your go-to team?
I need to go look at a list of the teams here. Remember, I think it was there a New York team? I feel like I played as New York.
New York was easily the best.
That's what I was looking for. Is the
in
best
regards team. To like hitting and everything. And their players, but
yeah, it was New York because I wanted to dominate. Yeah.
Some of the names on these teams, though, just awesome. I loved it. We get these names pulled up here because they're amazing. Well, shoot, I thought I had them pulled up. Oh, okay. If you look at, oh yeah, it's California. My favorite names from the teams. Here's California starting to line up. Biff, Buzz, Bruce, Sid, Tom, Bill, Lee, Travis, Tyrone. And then the bench players, Lamont. Lamont! What a great name.
It's a good name. Did you ever play as the Chinese team?
No, I kept it American.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Always like to... play against the Chinese team.
Right.
Maybe feel better about myself. I like to pick New York and beat China.
This is what I've always found funny about the Little League World Series in general. And is you get these countries. Like you have like China's team, you have Japan, whatever. But then like the American teams are always just like South Carolina. Like it's not the USA.
Yeah, that is funny. Why couldn't we pull a one team together of the best little leaders?
Yeah, like always the best state team.
So. But that is, this game does do a pretty good job of kind of reflecting that, right? Because you have you have Puerto Rico and then you have Florida that's pretty cool. You obviously didn't play this game as a kid. What did you think about just playing it now? And you also didn't play a lot of baseball games as a kid, so you know.
I actually thought it was pretty fun. I think it's got a very arcade game feel. Just kind of I'm trying to choose my words carefully here. What I think it is, it's kind of like arcade, kind of gamey feel to it, but it's actually pretty true to baseball. So I think thought it was a pretty fun game. It's kind of best of both worlds kind of feel.
Yeah, it's really easy to pick up and play.
Yeah.
I agree with that for sure. It kind of feels a little arcadey in that way. You know, it's easy to, which if you think about it, SNK, they're a big time arcade game company.
Right.
You know? So Baseball Stars was in the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing the game right now as we're talking and they totally just sack bunted me. Computer did.
They did what to you?
They did the sack bunt, the sacrificial bunt.
Oh.
And got me.
Yeah.
This little pudgy guy. So that's another thing that's pretty neat, funny about this game. The characters, you have different body types for some of them. You get the little pudgy guys and the little skinny dudes. I thought that was pretty neat.
It's very, very true to the Little League style, right?
Right, exactly.
You always get that. Even like in the Little League World Series, you got the guy that's a little pudgy.
He hasn't hit his growth spurt yet, you know. He's just
right, exactly.
I liked how at the beginning of the game, how you get to choose who's the home field advantage or not is you play the little grab in the bat game.
Oh yeah.
The umpire throws the bat up in the air.
Is there any way to control that though? Like, is there a way to like beat that? Because I thought it just felt random.
Yeah. So what you have to do is the umpire will throw it up in the air, and you have to try to catch it at the time that your hand ends up on top of the bat.
Yeah.
So like, depending on where you catch it, you then take turns putting your hand. You didn't play the league, so you don't know. But you take turns putting your hand above the other guys until the last person who's touching the top of the bat is the one who wins. Yeah.
But I guess what I was saying is I didn't feel like I had a whole lot of control on that moment in the game. But maybe I was just sucked at it. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you probably just sucked at it.
Yeah, probably. Most likely.
I'm just kidding.
But I think what I didn't like about, I think what never drew me to baseball games as a kid was something that I actually liked about this game was I always kind of felt like baseball games had a lot of investment, a lot of time investment in them. Mm-hmm. And this one just, like you said, it's just a pickup and play, and there's not a whole lot to, not a huge learning curve. It's pretty, you know, kind of run and gun with it. And that's what I actually really enjoyed about the game. And you know, and even if you're playing the championship mode, you don't have to play all the way through. There's a password system.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a function of you didn't play baseball games until the PS2 era, because the NES era of baseball games, most of them are all great. It's just pick up and play. All you got to do is swing the bat basically, and throw the ball, and it's just go. It's basically like the baseball games on the NES to me were kind of like the side-scrolling platform game of sports, because almost all of them were easy to pick up and play. Most of them were pretty mm-hmm. darn good. Some were better than others, but they were all pretty good, and they're pretty fun to play because they're so simple. You don't even have to really know too much about baseball to know how to be able to play these games.
Yeah.
By the way, it was Dr. Jason Tharp who asked us to play this game. So this Patreon episode's for you, Dr. Tharp. I apologize.
Are you apologizing because you wasn't for sure about that earlier, or are you apologizing for the episode?
Both, for sure. Definitely both.
The only correct answer.
Yeah. But there is some like detail. So there is a little bit of detail in the control system. Not too much, but so you can throw when you're pitching, obviously, you can mm-hmm. throw slower balls or faster balls by pressing up or down, and then you can control left or right. That's about as far as I like to go with pitching in these old games. And that's why I like it that they keep it simple. I don't mind a little curveball action every now and then, but and this game lets you do that. Like after you throw the ball, if you press left or right, then it'll try to curve it. But other than that, there's really not a lot to the pitching, which is, I like that about this. Now, you didn't play, we really needed Nick on this show because you didn't play a lot of NES baseball games. So maybe we'll definitely have to get Nick on the next baseball game we talk about. But did you ever play any with anybody two player back in the day? Did we ever play it?
Not that I can recall.
Okay. So we always had a rule, because you can throw some pretty wild pitches, and it's kind of hard to bat sometimes. So I'd be curious if any listeners out there had the same kind of type of rule. We always said that if you can throw any kind of pitch you want, until the count is full. Trying to remember our rule. It was like, you can throw any type of pitch you want until the count is full. If the count's full, you have to throw a strike, just to make sure keep the game interesting.
You're not throwing a wild pitch. Yeah. We had the same rule. I think, you know, maybe you were probably the one that brought this up, but we had the same rule when we played, what was the game we played at Brooks' house, baseball PS2? I can't remember.
I think it was probably the show or something, right?
Yeah. We had the same rule as you. If it was full count, you couldn't throw like a wild ball pitch. That's
I was fair. Probably the one that brought that rule to the table then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I mean, if you're a pitcher in real life, you're not going to be throwing a ball. Probably, more than likely. Maybe you will. We kind of have, everybody has those rules, right? We had those in football games too. Like if it was fourth down, you either had to punt it or you had to tell the person that you weren't punting it.
Right.
You had to say, I'm going for it.
Right.
But you had to at least line up in the punt formation, right? So you could fake punt, but you couldn't just come out with like a regular formation unless you told us.
Right.
I always liked those little nuance rules for two player games, you know, back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I'd played more baseball games when I was growing up. I think I would have really enjoyed this game.
Yeah, this game would have been a lot of fun to play two player back in the day. I wish, like, if I would have gotten one of my little league teams, if we would have had somebody would have had this game and we got together like after a game and went back to somebody's house and played this game, that would have been a lot of fun.
All right, what? Let me see if you get this answer right. 19? Is the 19 kicking in? Is it the 19 kicking in?
Okay. All right. Yeah, maybe it was the 19. I tried to turn my mic way down so you can hear it, but I guess that didn't work.
Yeah. What's the best thing about the end of the season? This is really all sports.
Pizza party.
Yeah, pizza party. Going to the Pizza Hut. Because that's back when Pizza Huts are like restaurants, you know. You like
we go always and went they had to,
like arcade games.
Yeah, we either went to Mr. Gaddy's or CC's.
Yeah, which also had same setup, you know, video games or arcade area. Yeah,
so as an adult, I'm thinking about this. The coach was the one who would take them to the pizza place, right?
Right.
And then he would buy everybody pizza. Can you imagine buying pizza and like dealing with pizza,
a bunch of 7-year-old
Coke, you know, like some soda and stuff, like caffeine running through these kids and like video games and pizza and you got like 15 7-year-olds running. Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it does sound pretty bad. Oh man. Yeah, that's true.
Those coaches, man, back then they must have been. They're heroes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what this game's missing. If they had, like, at the championship, if you win, if you beat the game, pizza party.
That's a good point. I didn't beat the game, so I don't know. Maybe there is.
Like a cutscene of a pizza party.
yeah, that would have been perfect. Now, I'm going to take a brief little... A recession here. Recession? That's too sad. Let's just take a look.
Recess.
Late. Recess. Yes, thank you. It's late. It's late, and apparently I'm getting the 19 because I can't quit coughing. So so give me a break here, people. But because we have these awesome intros, right, from the mm-hmm. Nosware Gamer, but because we now have Tom Arnold also, he doesn't get to spit his information out at the beginning. So I'm just going to go ahead and give a shout out to the Nosware Gamer. Everybody needs to go check him out on YouTube when you have a second.
Yeah.
So I just want to take a brief recess and bring up the Nosware Gamer.
All right. Yeah. So what do you think about the graphics?
Oh, man, the graphics are great. I love the graphics.
Yeah, I mean, they really are. From the sprites to even the cutscenes with the cheerleaders at the home run, those are pretty cool.
I don't know. That was a bit iffy. For yeah. Me. Are those
it's
cheerleaders?
A little racy.
Are they supposed to be Little League cheerleaders too? Because
yeah,
you can cause some weird emotions to happen.
I did notice that. Yeah, that was a little that was a little uncalled for, but it was.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say that those are adult cheerleaders.
Yeah. Like, did they are they bringing college cheerleaders to the Little League World Series?
Yes, they are. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that, you know, I agree. I think the graphics were really good.
Yeah, there's some weird things. Like there's some flicker, like when the characters get up on top of each other. The animations are a little bit stiff, I think. Mm-hmm. I think there's too many frames between certain things, you know, that kind of, but really those are nitpicky things because the graphics overall are pretty good. The sprites are big. That's probably why they flicker a little bit. Cause there's, just side note, I'm pulling an Nick Stevens today in his honor since he's not here with us. And I'm trying to play the game while I talk and I'm definitely about to get mercy ruled by China.
Mercy ruled by China.
Yeah. I'm 2 runs away from being mercy ruled by China.
No,
sad, but no. The graphics, I think the graphics are great. I mean, they feel like Baseball Stars because, like you said, it's based on the Baseball Stars engine. So I mean, it just kind of feels like Baseball Stars.
Yeah,
we really need to talk about that game. We also need to talk about Base Wars. Didn't you, John, and I used to play that all the time? Have we talked about that?
Oh yet? Yeah, I think didn't we?
We did talk about that, didn't we? We did. Did we have slapper bags on?
I don't know. Maybe we didn't talk about it.
Anyway,
I thought we did.
If we did and we didn't have slapper bags on with us, then we're going to talk about it again because that's an injustice to our listeners.
Right.
Really, the only episode the only episode Slapperbacks has been on was the Punch Out episode, right? Yeah. Okay.
And Super Mario Bros. 2.
That's right. That's right. Because it used to be the running joke that we would bring him on every time we came back from a break.
Right. We didn't do that this last time.
Right, because he now has like 8 kids. So
yeah. Yeah. It's a bit of a competition between him and Dan.
I think Dan's going to win.
Yeah, so far.
Dan being his brother.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyways, what about the sound music? You like any of that stuff?
So I really like the sound. I mean, it's nothing, you know, like that you would listen to outside of the game. But I mean, as far as like for the game, I thought it's very almost like carnival-y type atmosphere of a game.
And it really fits the cartoony aspect of the game.
Right.
Like the game feels kind of like a cartoon.
And my favorite sound effect, you know, the ball floating in the air. And as it comes down, you know?
Yep. And I will say most, you know, we're talking about NES baseball games. Most NES baseball games have an awesome fly ball sound.
Mm-hmm.
And this game is no exception. All right. Well, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
So, I guess we need to ask.
Give this game a.
I want to know if it's worth it first. Yeah.
Well, funny you should ask. It goes for around, let's say about, I guess your average about $12.
Okay. I'd say it's worth it for $12.
Yeah, I think so too. It's definitely a fun game.
Yeah, the only, I guess the only caveat there is that there's a lot of baseball games on the NES, and they probably all go for around the $5 to $10 range, right? So
yeah.
there's probably other games that you could also get, but this one is definitely not a nothing to balk at.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely worth the $12 for the game. Now here's, looks like Baseball Stars is about the same price. And the reason I bring that up is, let's say Baseball Stars was like $40. Would you say this is a okay alternative and just go with this one?
Yeah.
Or do you say you still need Baseball Stars?
No, I would say this is a good alternative to the original Baseball Stars. I mean, if they're essentially the same price, then why are you even asking me? This is a dumb hypothetical.
That's true. It's a very dumb hypothetical. I apologize.
It's okay.
Well, it won't happen again.
Okay, good. Yeah. But I think, I believe it was Baseball Stars 2. That one is probably, that may be the best baseball game on them, maybe. I'd have to play them. We'll find out. We'll have to play them again.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I think we kind of agree that this game's worth it. I mean, and I would say yes. If for some reason Baseball Stars shoots up in price and Little League Baseball stays the same, then Little League Baseball could serve as an alternative. But the thing that's really nice about Baseball Stars, though, is there's a lot of stats in Baseball Stars. And I like stats. And most people who like baseball like stats. So
fair enough.
All right, let's give this game some trophies.
You know what this game needs? Some retrofitted trophies.
All right. So I know we have something on Facebook, at least a trophy or two, right?
We got some trophies on there. Let me get those pulled up here. I have a trophy.
Okay. I have at least one.
I'll give mine a double bubble play, and that is get a double play while also chewing double bubble while playing.
Ah, nice. Good idea.
Did you just sneeze?
Yes, I sneezed. Okay.
This is right. The 19, man. You've got the 19.
I think I've got it. I think I've got it. Listen to my nose, too. It's stuffy. All right. Well, funny you should say that, because my trophy is, was it the 19? And you let me know if this is too soon. I'll delete it from the episode. But play as New York and get beat by China, using the China mercy rules, you playing as New York.
Ooh. Yikes.
Yeah. Too soon?
It's a good one.
No, it's too soon.
Probably too soon, though.
I'll probably forget and leave it in, but just know, if you're listening to this in the year of the 19, I'm sorry. If you're listening to this like 10 years later and it's all good, then it's probably funny.
Yeah. So I've got retrofitted trophies from Facebook group. Aaron Hickman, we can make fun of him for putting his feedback.
Yay, finally. I tried to make fun of him last episode and I was wrong.
Yeah. No, so he put on his feedback because he's not paying attention. We'll start off with Nick DeMarco, who says, East Virginia Patriots, and that is play the game while eating a chili dog like an American.
That's right.
He also has Bunt Brigade, bunt a trio of players to base. That'd be pretty hard.
That'd be really hard.
Seventh inning, hey, Justin, during seventh inning stretch. Stretch while listening to the Dia hit, the Dia song, hey, Justin.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, you can't get a seventh inning stretch in this game.
You can if it's a tie, if there's a tie ball game going on.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's true. That's true.
So let's, in honor of that retrofit achievement, here we go. Everybody take a stretch.
Take a good stretch.
Yep. Classic.
It is a classic. I forgot how long it takes to get to the first "Hey Justin, what's up, man?" part. I was just gonna play it to the first "Hey Justin, what's up, man?" But that took a minute and a half or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all right. That's Aaron for you. It's good. I like it. It's fun.
All right. Christopher Kellogg says, "Wait, this isn't bad news baseball. Dress up like a rabbit, dressed up like an umpire, and start the game." All right.
We did talk about that game with Nick. I don't even know. That may have just been me and Nick, or were you on that one?
I don't know.
Who knows? I
need to quit embarrassing myself and talking about, have we talked about this game or not? Because I don't think we talked about Base Wars, actually, now. I did a quick search, and I don't think we've talked about that game.
I'm sure we've talked
about it. But I feel like we have.
We've talked about talking about it. I know we have.
Right. Gabe Van Gilder says, mites for life. Your first time playing the game. And then Aaron Hickman says, whoops, I guess I provided my feedback on the game in the wrong section. For a trophy, I would say some lady named Ruth, Baby Ruth, and that is hit a grand slam. Such a good moment in that movie. Some lady gave it to him. Oh, man. But that's all for retrofitted trophies in the Facebook group.
Okay. Well, I don't really have any more after that embarrassing trophy I gave that actually kind of just mean. It's just a mean trophy. I'm a terrible person. So let's just move on to rating.
No game is worthy until the dudes have spoken. It's time for the game rating.
All right. So how are we going to rate this?
How about a Chinese food item?
Okay. Chinese food item.
Yep. Mind? I do. I'm going to go with an egg roll.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you really just can't go wrong with a good egg roll. And, you know, that's what this game is. You can't go wrong with it. It's always a good choice if you want to pick it up and play it. Just like an egg roll.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go similar to you. But I'm not a big fan of egg rolls. So I'm not going to use egg roll. We'll go with rice. Some fried rice,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it's pretty basic. This is just your pretty basic baseball game, but it's good. It complements any gaming session well, you know. Say you're playing a little Mario, and you're like, I think I want to play some baseball, but just a little bit of baseball, not too much. kind of how I am with rice. I just want a little bit of rice, not too much. And this is a good, game for that. So I'm going to go to the rice.
Are you a fan of the cauliflower rice?
It's okay.
I like it a lot, actually.
Really? I'm just not a fan of rice in general, really.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of an anti-rice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually just, like, I'm pretty big fan of just the meat on top of the vegetables.
Well, you can never go wrong with that.
Yeah, the rice is, the rice is just a waste of space, if I'm being honest. Space both on my plate and in my belly. All right, let's do some feedback. Right.
It's time for D-Padder feedback, because when you're a D-Padder, you're a D-Padder for life.
On the Facebook group, the Bit Brothers Retro Gaming Community, where we go to leave our feedback nowadays. We got Jay Jorgensen starting us off and saying Black Box Baseball is the best baseball game on the NES. A big rip-roaring endorsement from Jay Jorgensen. Nick Stevens says, one of my favorite baseball games. Hey, Nick, we should have had you on the show.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just had to throw that out there. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
And Joshua Witt asked Nick Stevens, one of your top 10 NES games of all time? Question mark. And Nick Stevens says, probably. Well, we got the answer on the show. Christopher Kellogg says, this game is so good. Can't wait. Timmy Mack says, SNK made some of the best baseball games, and this is proof. And then, I shouldn't do this for him, but I'll go back to Aaron Hickman on the retrofitted trophies.
Okay, wow, that's really generous of you.
Yeah, yeah. One I actually owned and played quite a bit. NES had so many baseball games. It didn't matter that this one was a Little League game either, considering A, most NES baseball games weren't using licensed teams or players, and B, the gameplay is what mattered most. And this one used the Baseball at Stars engine, which was arguably the best baseball game on the system. Only knock against this game is the 22-character length password system and a lack of creative team options from Baseball Stars. Otherwise, a solid effort. Also, if you want to dominate the game, pick New York. They have the highest stats in the game by far.
That's what I tried to do. Tried.
And China beat you, right?
Yep, China beat me. China Mercy ruled me. So Aaron brought up another good point. I forgot to mention about why Baseball Stars is so good. It's that whole creative team thing. It's pretty sweet. But enough about Baseball Stars. We just need to play that game.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it
for Facebook
feedback?
That's it for that.
I do have a voicemail.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Back again. The thing that I played on a second, as far as the game, pretty good game. I don't really know baseball games on the NES, but it's competent, you know, worked, easy to do kind of thing. So it certainly was baseball. But yeah, so when I was a kid, I actually did play Little Baseball. And what was cool about that was one time, well, not cool, actually. One time we made it all the way to the finals or the championship or whatever you call it. Like, at the very end of everything was we went up against this, like, undefeated team, who was the other team from my same town. There were two teams in my town. And I remember this because it took forever. We went to all these tournaments and this and that. And the very end of it all, we ended up losing by 1 point, but I wasn't even there. Because I had to go to a wedding that day, unfortunately. But I could have been that 1 point. I could have been the deciding point. We won the whole tournament championship there. But we almost defeated the undefeated team. And so that's my story about Little League Baseball. Not the game, but the subject of that. Yeah, but no, the game's pretty good, though. Yeah, I just thought I'd tell you guys that I saw. That's what it reminded me of. But I saw that game that you guys were playing. So hopefully it's good. Hopefully you guys like it. And next time, keep it classic. And see you guys in the next one. Jay-Z out.
Nice. So Jay-Z, apparently star Little League player.
Who knew? All right, Jay-Z.
Hey, did I ever tell you about what basically ended my Little League career? This would be a good story. No, this would be a good story to kind of start wrapping up the episode. Also, let me throw this at you.
Tangent alert.
Love
I should have been doing that this whole episode. Anyways, so I was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Not to toot my own horn, but when I was a kid, I was pretty good. I played shortstop. And I was tenacious at going after that ball. Like, I dive. I was all over it. Not a ball got past this shortstop. Okay. Until one day, Dad and I, of course, you know, my father has to be involved somehow. Dad and I are, we're warming up. He's throwing me some balls and he's like, all right, son, I'm going to throw you this really high one. Okay. And of course, you know, I wasn't an outfielder. I wasn't used to a lot of pop flies. I was used to grounders. So, in line drives. And then, so he throws it up in the air and I'm like, whoa, it's really high. So I look up. Next thing I know, the sun's in my eyes. I can't see anything. And the ball comes down and just basically demolishes my orbital socket. I have this huge knob. Oh, gosh. It's like the size of, it's like my entire head. I grew another head out of my eyelid from this pitch that landed right smack dab in my eye. And from that day forward, I was always a little timid around the ball. And so I basically just turned into a really crappy baseball player.
Oh, well, there you go.
It always, the ball always kind of scared me as a kid. It doesn't scare me now, but yeah, it was too late. It's too late. I had already lost my chance at a career. I could have been in the majors. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I always dreamed of being the pitcher, but I really couldn't throw the ball very well. I always wanted to, they let me pitch every now and then, and I didn't do very good.
Yeah.
So it's pretty rare. But they had to let every kid try every position, right? Even if you weren't good at it. Because that's right. The little league way.
That's right.
All right. Have I bored you with baseball talk enough?
No, I enjoy hearing your old war stories.
Yeah, definitely should have had Nick Stevens on.
Oh, what? Am I not good enough for you?
No,
what this means?
No, it's just more fun when you can swap war stories, right? Not just tell war stories.
That's true. I've failed you. I played a lot of backyard baseball.
Yeah.
Just never, wiffle ball. You know, never organized. Yeah.
Melon. We played a lot of melon. That's kind of like baseball in a way.
That was a lot of Carl's pulled playing melon.
Yeah. Carl was most infamous for pulling Carl's during melons. Melon games. And right. I think the reason being because there's a lot of running. And
right.
I think Carl just got out of breath. Going. Yeah. And got his bowels going, got him out of breath. You know how it is when you're running and you kind of got to go.
Yeah.
You know what running does to you. It just kind of jostles it on out.
Yep. Get you going. All right. Is that it for the week? This week?
This week.
Could I say this month?
I was about to say, I love how you think we're actually weekly still. I mean, we went from weekly in the beginning to bi-weekly to now basically monthly to who knows where it's going to be.
Yeah, it just lands when it lands.
Yeah, we're done. So shout out to the Bit Brothers, the Bit Bros, patreon.com/BitBros. You can see we do have Patreon episodes up. We just put one up, actually. And we're in conjunction with Genesis Gems. You get this show, you'll get to hear it early, a week early, if that's of any interest to you. And yeah, so there's that. There's also a shout out to the Wee Dude for his music that he provides, his stereoized NES tunes. You can find him. I think he's now Nico's 8-Bit Stereo on YouTube. So if you look up Nico's 8-Bit Stereo, you'll find him. And shout out to the Fox Dude for our awesome logo.
Yeah. And you can always leave us feedback, of course, on the Bit Brothers Gaming Community page on Facebook. You can email us. You can always call us at
775-7-RETRO-1. That is 775-773-8761. And give us a rating on iTunes.
Yeah, we'll rate it on the show.
And hopefully,
I haven't read one of those in a long time.
I know. Hopefully, I'll be here next episode. I don't know if you know, my voice is getting hoarse, my nose is getting running.
Things are looking bad. Things are looking bad.
They're looking kind of grim for me over here.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll be
all right. Next episode. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.